Hey, comedian John Rip joins us in the studio. It's we haven't seen him in a while.
It's been a while. Miss you guys.
Yeah, how you been?
I've been good. I was just telling you when I last time I saw you, I think Blake Shelton was in here, but I didn't know it was him. Like he was sitting in a corner waiting. This is before he was uber famous. He was just like kind of famous,
right?
And I did my thing with you, and I was walking out, and I looked at this guy. He looked just like a comedian I'd worked with in the past.
Well, he looked familiar.
He looked familiar, but he looked like this other guy. And I started talking to him. I was like, hey, it's good to see you, man. Are you still doing that trick with your belt buckle? That was hilarious. Like, it's this other guy. And he's like, yeah, how you doing? And he just started talking to me like he knew me. And we were both lying to each other about how we know each other. And then I walked out of the room. I was like, I don't think that was that other comic. I don't know who that was. And some other guys, I think that was Blake Shelton. I was like,
but that's perfect. That's hilarious. That's exactly what Blake does. Blake, yeah. I mean, you know, they do all those meet and greet things by, you know, backstage. Yeah. And, you know, people are like, you remember me?
Of course.
Yeah, I remember you.
I've never forgotten about you. You never called me?
I dream about you.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Next time you see him, you'd be like, hey, man, how you still doing that belt buckle thing? He'd be like, yeah, sure.
I wonder I would love to talk to see if he, well, he probably won't remember that, but then, like, I would love to pick his brain, like, what he thought that was, what who he thought I
Dude,
thought
you know
he was.
He won't remember.
He won't remember.
Because he was sober.
He did tweet me. Him and Miranda Lambert were watching YouTube videos of me, and he said something about how they were watching my YouTube videos, having fun or whatever, laughing at him. But that was it. He didn't respond. I said thanks. I didn't hear back from him. He obviously doesn't remember me.
No, because he would have said something.
Yeah.
Now, this is your first time in this studio, though.
It is. Oh, yeah. This is nice.
Yeah,
I like it down here.
Yeah, it's got a very.
I'm
very
just kind
vibe-y.
Of waiting to. Go around a corner and seeing some guy chained to a wall. It's got this underground basement-y sort of like gimp feel to it.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
they filmed 50 Shades here. Yeah. I don't know if you know that. Yeah. This is part of the Christian
I like the lighting.
Yeah, we're celebrating 1 year of kind of being off on our own and being our own bosses. And we designed the entire, we had someone design it. And
yeah.
We signed off on it.
I like it. I like it.
The only bad thing is. There is one design flaw in our main studio here is that
God made me too short.
Yeah, like you can't like you're sitting there. You can't. Can you even see, Bubba?
Like if I'm over here, what do you see of me?
I see like just your nose and your eyes.
Yeah, because the computer monitors are so big. We didn't realize that they were going to be this big, and they have to clear like certain equipment that we have in here.
Yeah.
So they had to be up a little bit. Well, I can't see. I see you actually pretty good because you're taller. I see Big D's eyes and eyebrows, and I can't see Patrick at all.
What do you got there?
I will show you.
Oh, no.
This is a little...
Is this a squatty potty?
Dude.
No, I have one of those, too.
Yeah, he's got a squatty potty.
Does he?
He had a squatty potty before everyone knew what it was.
I had them before they were cool.
Yeah, he's...
I've not even seen one. I've just heard people talk about them. It's got to look crazy.
Look, he has a platform.
Boom!
I built a platform.
That's how you solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Napoleon.
Let me see that thing.
Waterloo.
Yeah, he actually... did you build that, Bob?
Yeah, I built that.
Yeah, I built that in grass. That's solid.
Solid.
Hey, both of y'all get on there. Look, that's a...
It's
that's,
just a, you know...
That's made in America.
Riser.
Let's all get on it and jump up and down.
It won't,
are you going to put
solid
carpet
enough,
on it?
It's solid enough to... I was thinking about it, but I think I'm just going to stain it to match the countertops because I have the same stain.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
Well, so now you go. Why don't you always have that back? Why was that not there till just now?
Because I feel
he's embarrassed by it. Because he's embarrassed that he has a platform.
Hey,
he's comedian. His
comedian John Reap is in the studio, and we'll be right back.
He is, man, you'll never get away from it.
No. You know? Go ahead. You want me to do it?
I think
yeah,
I
go ahead.
It.
Go ahead.
Well, that was good. I did 6 national commercials for Dodge Trucks. This is all 6 of them real fast, back to back. It's a montage. Here we go. Hey, that thing got a Hemi? You about to find out. Come on, man, floor it. Get me closer. I smell a Hemi. That can't be good. Sweet. That's it.
Wow,
that's
congrats.
All,
of them.
All 6.
That was,
bought me a house.
Quite the career that you just
Well, it's a townhouse.
That's a bigger career than I have.
Hey, can I ask you kind of a weird question? I know this is kind of out left field, but have you had the snip snip?
No. What are you talking about?
Vasectomy?
Yeah. Okay. Have you?
Well, yeah, I'm about
you
to
thinking
know.
About doing it?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
I had a
my
had
dad
a,
did it.
Did he have any problem? I had a,
after me, obviously.
Hopefully, we think.
Yeah, like,
right.
That's what he tells me.
He didn't have any problems?
No, I don't. Yeah, he said, well, I didn't really get into it, but I guess he's
why
all right.
Why not? Why didn't you get into vasectomy talk with your dad?
I should have. It's a
I did, and it was a great conversation. I learned a lot, which is why I have not had the snip. My dad was like, yeah, I got out of there. I was feeling great, so I went and I helped someone move.
Oh, no.
You know, they tell you to go
just
and
lay
down. He was like, man, I felt great. I went and helped somebody move. And he said things swole up and got crazy like the next day.
Yeah.
And he was down for a week.
It's supposed to be just a like real quick little procedure. But then you got to let stuff heal. But you're thinking about doing it?
Yeah, I had a consultation, my first consultation yesterday. And they kind of told me all the shaving techniques. And I got to see the
can't
the
you
stirrups.
Just nair that, man? Yeah.
I got to see the stirrups that I would be, I'll be using. Right. And it all looked very clean and sterile. In metal.
You're married.
Well, isn't that how you want it to look?
I am married.
How many kids, or do you have
two?
Two kids. So you're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
This is like you're not having second thoughts about.
No, I am having second thoughts.
But not because of the kids, because of your health.
Because
of your because
there's
fear.
A needle involved into that area.
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
Why I'm having second thoughts.
Yeah. And
he is definitely afraid of needles.
Yeah.
Like,
We had to actually lay him down and almost strap him down to get his blood test done one time.
Oh, God. I don't like needles either, but. Is it because you can see it coming, or if you just shut your eyes, are you good?
Well, no. You know, they do the whole...
If they were sticking a needle where they have to stick a needle for a vasectomy, he wouldn't see it coming.
I can't.
I know. You'll be fine.
Or I can't.
That's why I was asking. I'm like, you're not going to have a problem. I don't think.
First off, none of you are my friends.
I can't say anything.
Wait a second. I can't see mine either. I'm not very flexible.
I haven't seen mine since the third grade.
It was awkward. Yesterday, I went through the whole thing of it was like a president walking through his appearance. You know, like they have a stand-in president who's in a suit. Okay, you're going to stand here, and here's your X spot on the floor, and then you go
like a
over
wedding
here.
Rehearsal.
It was like a whole rehearsal. I met the people who would be I was going to be working with. Here's, you know, Susan, and this is Mike, and this is blah, blah, blah. And here's where your legs will be up in the air.
So if you don't shave it, they have a big dude that shaves it.
Yeah, they have a guy. He's a shaver. That's what he does.
I'd go ahead and shave it if I were you.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going to shave.
But it's the stirrups that you don't like. Probably.
Yeah, like, right.
It just looks weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to?
Make sure you take a picture of that. I want to see just your face.
You know how women always take pictures of themselves on the beach where they can just see their legs?
Yeah.
That's what we need. We need one of those. We can just see your
legs.
It's going to
be the best Instagram picture ever.
And you'll see a doctor in the background just putting on one glove and his hand up in the air like that. He's smiling.
With giant hands.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton be in the background like, hey, I know who that guy is.
Yeah. Hey, John Reaper's our guest. We'll come right back. Hang on. Hey, you know, Patrick here is starting into Pinterest. You say Pinterest? I love Pinterest.
Do you really have a Pinterest?
Is it Pinterest or Pinterest?
I say Pinterest. If Pinterest, it's Pinterest.
Yeah. I don't care how you say it. I don't have one.
I don't think
it's. I'm a dude.
I have one.
I know you do.
I don't. I have one just because. Basically, anytime something new pops up like that, I just go ahead and go there to lock my name down in case there's going to be somebody who wants
that's
my name.
Smart.
But I don't really mess with it that much. I'm mostly on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Tinder.
You're on Tinder. Yeah, you're divorced now, aren't you?
That's right. I'm on Tinder, lady. Swipe to the right.
Swipe this way.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day, about all the crazy ways of meeting. How are you meeting people? Like at shows?
Luckily, I'm a stand-up, and after the show, there are people there, and I don't venture too far out of where I just did life.
No. Do you realize how crazy
that is? That is very crazy.
Because that's what I was going to say. They're there because you're the famous guy, the funny guy up on stage.
If I get up there and I'm funny, these girls will like me.
Do you? Because Patrick won't date listeners.
Which is, and exactly.
Is John, it a choice?
John just looked at him like he was insane. He's too worried about them liking him because he's the guy
on the
radio.
It, always bad. Very bad.
It's bad. Where does it go bad? How far?
I've had it go bad at every stage. I've had it go bad within minutes of the first date.
Yeah.
I've had it go. I married one.
Yeah.
And
then
I had to go see. He knows.
That happens.
That was bad. I just know how bad it is, and I don't want to mess
so
with it.
So what's so bad about it? Like they want free stuff?
Why don't you just get one from the Philippines?
No, here's the thing. You go on
there's catalogs.
I go on a date with a girl who calls into the show. He wants to go out with me. I go on a date, and it's just awful. 5 minutes in, it's just horrible. I have turned this. That's it. Forever, it's going to be, well, I went on a date with that guy from the Big D and Bubba show. He was horrible.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
I'm glad
and now
you're not.
They're the worst people ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for every girl, think about it. If I dated listeners, for every girl I date, only one of those has the potential to end up well. All the other ones are going to probably feel like either they didn't like me or I didn't like them, and it's not good.
Don't date listeners.
We don't have enough audience for me to start dating and rejecting.
Right. You can only have five dates.
So what happened to the Big D and Bubba show? They dated too many of their fans. they have no more fans. I will date whoever that if I'm attracted to this person. I don't care if they're a fan, if they don't know me, if they do know me. But if they're at the show. And I just killed, and there are people standing there clapping. That's as sexy as I'll ever be to that girl.
That's right.
So I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna run out of that building and start over some other bar. I'm like, I just killed here.
Yeah, right.
So I do
you stay
that.
There.
I use that. Listen, George Clooney is a good looking man. He doesn't have to try that hard. Look at me. I'm a ginger, blue eyed, freckle faced dude. Got a little bit of a pooch right here. I gotta use every arsenal, every weapon I got in my arsenal, and it's my competence. This thing is just dropping.
That microphone hates like you.
You've got a droopy microphone.
Think you have a vasectomy.
Yeah. Just
twist screws on the side.
Wow, what are you? Are you that?
Here we go.
There you go. Unhandy.
Yes.
Yeah, just turn the screw.
But no, I like to. Boom. There we go.
All right. Well, it's good to see you again, man.
You too, guys.
Sorry we didn't have Blake Shelton here for you to.
How dare you
talk to
Blake? If you're listening, tweet me again.
And you can follow John. Speaking of tweeting, he's on Twitter.
I'm on the Twitter
at John Reap.
J-O-N, no H.
Yes.
R-E-E-P. And Instagram, Pinterest, all that other stuff. Yeah, if it exists, I'm out there.
He's on there.
I have a podcast, too, so check out my podcast. It's called The John Reap Show. Yeah,
we do a podcast. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's getting more and more people kind of catching on to it.
It's like for comedians, if you don't have one, it's like, what are you doing?
You're right.
I mean, it's like the new modern-day website.
Well, you know, we'll have to have you back in, and you can do our podcast, and we can do yours.
That would
be kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll do it at the same time and air the same one on different channels.
That would be cool.
We did that before. Yeah. Me and Ari Shaffir and John Heffron did that. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I'll help you out, and you can follow links on our site as well for John at Big D and Bubba.